This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What day is it today?
Today is Friday.
Friday.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
It's not Father's Day, is it?
Not until Sunday.
The Sunday then.
Sunday? This Sunday or next Sunday?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
I want it to be Father's Day. Every day.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
It's showtime.
Time to get up. Time to get ready. It's Father's Day on Sunday. Do you have your Father's Day stuff?
We already bought the Father's Day gift.
What are you doing for Father's Day? I want to know. He's not listening. He was not going to know.
Well, he might be listening, but he already knows because we're going to Joe Nichols next Friday night. That's what he wanted for Father's Day, and that's what he got.
That's Father's Day gift. All right. Good. Good. Sounds like fun. What's Frank getting him for Father's Day?
Nothing. His love and undying affection.
His love and affection. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Time to get up. 6 o'clock. Sunny today. It's going to be hot. 90. Heat index probably about 95. 62 now. Warm weekend, too. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:22. Guys, I am not going to be here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week.
What? Where are you going?
I know it's sad. No, I'm going. My son, I've talked about this, how he's in the throes of all this college football stuff. And he's got two big showcases coming up, and I'm going to go with him.
Aw, that's so great.
Yeah, that's good.
I rarely get to go anywhere, you know, on a trip with him.
Yeah.
And this may be the last time I get to go on any kind of a trip with him, you know, kind of while he's still a kid, you know, a student. So I'm going to take Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off, and we're going to go do that.
But you got to soak it up. You got to soak it all in while you can.
Oh, Dale, you better take all the pictures and the videos and just really just relish the moment.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm a little concerned that one of the camps that we're going to, one of the showcases, says no, on the sheet, says no spectators.
What?
So I don't even know if I'm going to be allowed inside the stadium.
Like to watch your kid? That's wild.
It says no spectators.
I would pull a straight Karen. I'd go, hold up, manager, where are you?
Yeah,
I want to talk to whoever's above the head coach. I need to know what's going on.
Let's get you. Doesn't Chase have a drone? Let's get you the drone. You fly it over. You're watching. It might be illegal. Nobody cares.
I saw that and I'm like, what? That ain't right.
I got to come all this way and I can't watch my kid?
Maybe no spectators means you can't drag a whole bunch of people in there with you. I don't know, but it clearly says, and they put it in bold letters, no spectators.
Just say you're his bodyguard. He's a big time deal in Kentucky, and you just don't know who's coming after him, you know, out here. So maybe you just pull off being the bodyguard.
I could wear my Secret Service badge on my jacket.
Oh my God.
Awesome. I have it. You lucky dog.
This is not what I meant, you guys.
My American flag Secret Service badge. I have that.
Yeah, you do.
So yeah, I'm not going to be here Wednesday. Y'all going to have to handle it.
We're going to get you a shirt. It's going to say staff on the back, and that's going to get you in anywhere, and you're going to be above the law with the staff shirt.
I'm going to put my wolf laminate around my neck.
The all access?
Look, right here.
Yeah, all access. They'll take one look at that.
You see what it says? All access.
Over in Kentucky, they're like the wolf.
Y'all know when you scan that barcode on them things, it just says your name. Yeah, they're going to scan it and be like, Dale.
So, you know, my son really doesn't know. This is probably the best Father's Day gift he could give me is to go on a trip with me one-on-one like that. Because, again, I don't know when the last time I went on a trip, just he and I.
I love that. And, you know, tell him how much it means to you, Dale.
I already have. You know, and all he cares
about.
Me
and Daddy.
He's focused on the football.
Dad, there's football afoot. I can't have you running around here.
So, but then the thing is, you know, you think, oh, that's going to be some great father-son time, just chit-chatting and talking. He'll have his face in his phone or his iPad or whatever it is all the time. And we'll probably be separated on the plane somehow. He'll be in one end and I'll be at the other.
Well, any chance you can, be the annoying dad who asks the questions. And I promise you it'll stick with him. And one day he'll be like, dang, I wish I had enjoyed that moment more.
You don't need to tell me about being the annoying dad. I know. I got all kinds of experience doing that. Time to get up. Gonna be hot today. 90. Heat index about 95 today.
Somebody truck in a farmer's.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Father's Day coming on Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all you dads, stepdads, granddads, whatever kind of dads you are.
Get them more than a tie. Come on.
Every year, the National Retail Federation does all kinds of research trying to find out what the popular gifts are for every holiday, no matter what it is. And Father's Day is no exception. Number one is just they want to do something special with the family, hanging out at the pool, hanging out, really hang time with the kids, especially like for me, it would be just hang time with them, just me and them. Or I also would like, always love getting good pictures. I love pictures and just a good picture of them or whatever. If you're younger, homemade card, guys. You can never go wrong with a homemade card for dad or mom. They always love that.
Little handprints, little footprints from like the babies. I think that stuff is so sweet. And I think dads do too.
Well, I have prints of my cat's paw saying, hey, from the grandkids, happy Father's Day.
That's nice.
No, you
got to do what you got to do, okay?
Our kids' footprints are in the tiles of the walkway going out to the pool. They're actually in, they're one of the tiles going out to the pool. They're little tiny footprints and their little tiny handprints. Also in the top 10, clothes, something homemade, tools. You never go wrong with tools, man.
Get a 10 millimeter all day long.
Dads love tools. Hand me the 9/16.
The what? Where's it?
The 9/16.
Is that bigger or smaller than the 9/16?
Where's the numbers on it? I don't understand.
Electronic gadgets, something related to one of the hobbies. You know, if your dad loves the golf stuff, you know, whatever. Gift certificates. You know what? People do not dislike gift certificates.
Right.
Always happy to get a gift certificate to go to one of their favorite places. It's never a loser. Having the day to himself to do what he wants to. Hey, guys, I just want to be left alone. Okay.
Yeah.
That's mom's, too. Every Mother's Day is the exact same way. Leave me alone.
Just let me chill. Having a day to himself is a big one. And food, beer, wine, or liquor. You know, if he loves to cook, maybe some cooking gadgets and stuff. So many people are into cooking now.
The grill tools. He probably needs a new brush for that grill.
Because you got to keep that clean.
Yeah, you do.
Don't use the metal brush because the metal brush gets those fibers out there and it can get in your food.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can eat that.
Thank you for saying that because so many people, like my husband, thinks that nothing gets it clean but that steel brush. And I'm like, stop. We're gonna end up eating it.
You can buy a great ceramic thing that a firefighter invented.
Uh-oh.
It's available most anywhere those kinds of things are sold. It's made of ceramic and it cleans the grill just fine. But yeah, people have had to have surgery to have those little things removed from their throat and everything. You gotta be careful. Don't use the steel brush on your grill. Don't buy the steel brush, you know, for the grill. I'll tell you a couple of cool things that I saw. The giant spatula. I mean,
what?
This huge thing. It's the thing is like 6 inches wide.
Oh my.
And it's made of steel. It's metal. And you can get that steak or that burger or whatever off of there without there's no risk of part of that falling apart when you're pulling it up.
That's beautiful.
I don't know why my mind went this way. I said, man, that is a large pancake I can flip.
Well, you could do it.
Yeah, I was saying you could.
Yeah, I got no problem with a giant pancake the size of a plate.
Chocolate chip, extra.
Bring on the butter. Bring on the syrup. I'm ready to go.
Woo!
So any of that stuff's great for Father's Day. Whatever you do this week, whatever you do for Dad, he's going to appreciate it. I can guarantee you that. If you're with him, he's going to be happy. big smile on Dad's face on Sunday.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 642. Hey, we've still got that cool contest going on. You can enter online. If you got a yard that ain't pretty, and we've seen plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty.
I love seeing the pictures. And we had that dry, early, that dry, warm weather. It got the grass brown early.
Oh, yeah, that's how mine looks.
Nice and crispy.
Burnt. So send us the pics. Maybe you'll win a upgrade on lawn equipment from Thomasville Lawn and Garden. They got a whole bunch of cool stuff. Got a nice package put together, and you can win it. Just go to the website, a couple clicks away at 931wolfcountry.com.
The summer of the wolf is on. The wolf's house.
On a Friday, really, that's all you need to know, isn't it? That the weekend is just hours away.
Yes.
Nothing feels like Friday. It'll be warm today, too. Those 90-degree temperatures are back. Hey, I'm out walking the, yesterday, day before, maybe. I don't know. Time goes by so fast. But I walked up on an Apple Watch, and it looked, first of all, it looked brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Somebody's lost a thing, and I know how I would feel if I lost it.
Yeah.
So I pick it up and I'm walking toward Gibson Park. So I get to Gibson Park and I kind of know one of those guys there. I said, hey man, look, I found this and I don't know what to do. If you could just hang on to it, maybe they'll find my iPhone or whatever and figure out where it is. Because it had plenty of battery left. It was functioning perfectly and it was passcoded.
That's good. That's always good.
So I left it for him and he thanked me and I went on and I kept waiting to meet someone. It was coming toward Gibson Park. It was on the right-hand side of the trail, and most people walk to the right.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured maybe they were walking toward Gibson Park. So I'm coming back, and I don't see anybody until I get about halfway back to the car, and I see a young couple with a couple of dogs. And I just thought, well, I'll just ask them, just in case. And I say, hey, did one of you all lose an Apple Watch? She goes, yes. Yes, I did. And I said, I found it. It's unharmed. It's fine. It's at the maintenance shed at Gibson Park. She was so relieved. It was practically new. She had just gotten it, and she was sick about it. And she looked so relieved to know that it had been found.
Oh, I would have been wigging out for sure. I'm like, no, why this would happen to me? You know, praying like, God, please let someone good have found it. And so you were probably the answer to her prayers.
I feel like I may have taken a different route, even though, let's say I have an Apple Watch. If somebody said, hey, did you lose this? I'd say, yeah, I lost it anyway, and then just resell it.
That sounds about like you, dude.
So anyway, she was very happy, and I was very happy that she got her watch back.
Well, you're a godsend to her, I'm sure. Father's Day's coming up, and I got a guy named Adam Beard. He said a year ago that his wife left him and his girls. And he finally got the divorce papers finalized in the mail. And that means he officially has custody of his two tiny monsters, aka his beautiful little daughters. And on top of all that, he's lost over 70 pounds in the last year. He wanted to get healthy so he could watch the two of them grow up. And he said, I haven't been this happy in forever. So happy Father's Day. Full custody of those baby girls, the weight loss, all of it. Adam, congratulations, dude.
This is, I guess you would, I've been trying to think of a tease for this because that's what we did in the radio business. The oldest good news I think you could probably have in the book. There was a 13-year-old kid. He did what we all want to do when we're younger. Put a message in a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens to it. Well, he dropped it in the ocean in Rhode Island 3 years ago. And a teenager just found it 3 years later in Portugal, 2,400 miles away.
Did he do like a Facebook hashtag? Or I know there's no way he could have put a phone number and gotten in contact. Did he say anything about that?
I guess he could. They didn't really go into detail about that. But I mean, I guess nowadays you could say, use hashtag found this bottle.
Or find me on Facebook and let me know you found it kind of thing. Yeah, that's cool, though.
I would love to do that. But then I'd get caught for littering.
Probably.
I threw a message in a bottle when I was a kid into Crooked Creek in Virginia near my house. It showed up about a mile down Crooked Creek.
Really got far there, pal.
The kid that I know actually found it.
A 40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Father's Day. Professor Dad, what did your dad teach you to do? My dad, you know, he taught me all the car basics, you know, how to check your oil, how to change the air filter, how to change a fuse, you know, do all that stuff. But he was big on like, this is so clear in my mind. When you turn the car off, before you turn the car off, turn everything off in the car. Turn off the air, the radio, all that stuff. Turn all of that off.
Yeah.
Because when you start the car, all that's draining your battery when you start your car next time.
I didn't think about it like that. I just turned it off because it's like, well, you might as well turn it off.
There's a reason. It drains your battery when you fire all that stuff up and you've got everything cranked. You ever have your radio loud and you get in your car the next morning and it's like your thing is blasting? You're like, what am I doing?
I'm always like, who was I yesterday?
Yeah. What was I thinking having that radio that loud? Oh. But my dad was also famous for these little sayings that he would say. And the one that sticks out to me and is my favorite of all time, of any saying I've ever heard anyone crank out. He was never fond of anyone who thought too much of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And his famous saying was, I'd like to buy him for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he's worth. That's my favorite one.
My daddy always had the, if it's free, it's for me, because he is a cheapskate, and I have inherited that entirely.
Nothing wrong with being a cheapskate.
I don't think he taught me to be a cheapskate. I think it was just like genetics. Now I'm like, let's turn all the lights off of the house. It needs to be dark in here unless we're in that room. But I think what he really, you know, I didn't have a lot of time on earth with my dad. I had about 10 years, but I remember a lot from those 10 years. And one of the biggest things was my daddy was always just so kind to people. And, you know, we've mentioned before he worked in radio. And so I went with him to a lot of places, you know, out on the streets and meeting people. And he was just always so kind. I literally watched him give a station t-shirt off his back to a listener who waited in line to meet him and get a t-shirt. And they were all out.
Wow. Yeah, all out. That's the worst, man. Oh, we just gave out the last one.
So he literally pulled off his station shirt and gave it to her. And it was probably, it stuck in my mind. It's just, he was so kind, so welcoming, so loving, and always just willing to meet and shake somebody's hand. And I just feel like I got my kindness from him.
She got the shirt and the bare-chested big paw.
Yes. That's right.
That's right.
Win-win, baby. Win-win.
That's right.
I think there's really three things that pop into my mind when, you know, I think about my dad, and most of it's usually funny. He's a funny guy, and I hate to admit that because, you know, he comes up with some corny stuff. One of them, he always tells people, he goes, you know how many holes are in a saltine cracker?
Oh, my God. Does he know for real?
But he knows by the brand and style. For instance, you know, there's 13 in a saltine cracker. Depends if you get the Walmart brand, it's 14. What is it? Captain Wafer has 24, three rows. He knows all that. I don't
know. That's important information, dude.
I love stupid knowledge. That's fantastic.
And he always has really two sayings. Is one time when I worked in Eastern North Carolina and worked at a country station out there, I had him on the air and we were talking, and I think it was probably Father's Day, and we were talking about, well, Dad, do you have any advice for the listeners? And he always says, keep your nose in the wind. And then he always says, remember the 7 P's. Dale, do you know what the 7 P's are?
No, hit me.
Oh.
Prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
That's right. It sure does. And you're absolutely right. You can't argue with that. No. That's good advice. That's good advice for sure. How about you? Let us know, 680-WOLF. You can text or call. How about you? What did Professor Dad teach you? We want to know what it was.
My dad always owned a body shop growing up. And he would always let me help him sand cars because I thought it was fun. But he'd always put a block in my hand to sand the car while he would use the air sander. And I'd always ask him, you know, why can't I use the air sander? And he said, you got to learn how to do that, work that block before you can have the easy tools.
That's right.
He taught me how to do body work on cars and how to find all the imperfections by using an extending block to make the cars turn out right. And now we do $100,000 show cars. So,
hey, man, he got you started on a great career, didn't he?
Yes, sir, he did.
Well, man, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you so much, and the same to you.
All right, man, we'll see you back.
Mm-hmm.
One of my best friend's dad was the most famous body man around in our town. Everybody wanted to take their car to get him to do it.
Oh, I thought he just had like ripped abs or something.
No. Different kind of body.
Okay. All right.
I don't think people were as concerned with that then as they are now. They wanted to have a souped up car with a heck of a paint job, and he could take any wreck and turn it into something, you know, unbelievable.
It's amazing people that can do that.
Well, his son was pretty good at it too. And we redid my car once, the two of us. You know, he showed me how to do all that. I'll tell you what I learned from that. Number one, that I would never be able to do this for a living. And number two, that I would never want to do this for a living.
That's right.
Man, it was some hard work, man.
Walked in with a Rambler, out with a Lambo.
That's right. It's how it worked. That was a genius. How about you, Professor Dad? What'd your dad teach you? Text or call 680-WOLF or post it up. Professor Dad, what did you learn from your dad? Oh, the list is endless, isn't it?
Yeah.
Things you do and things you're not supposed to do. What did you learn from your dad? You can call or text 680-WOLF or post it up on social media.
So on Facebook, I've seen quite a few things. To change a tire, learn how to change your oil. The things that I feel like Dad is supposed to teach you, the car maintenance, like you were saying, Dale. But someone posted, and their name is Mad Catta, so I don't know what their real name is, but that's what their name is on Facebook. And they said, how to pray and find the light in everyone. You're only here for a period of time. Make a difference. Leave your mark in a positive way. That's what they learned from their father. And I love that. But here's Doug Roach coming at you with, if it's free, take two. He said, no, seriously, though. I got caution from my dad, maybe too much. I'll never be super rich, but I have everything I have is paid for. So that's a good way.
That's like that piece of advice that says, you know, always live like you're broke and you'll always have money if you need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so it just goes back to my dad. It's just a cheapskate, though, when I think about that. It's, if it's free, take two. That's great. Yeah. I see a lot of honest work ethic and respect. And honesty is one of the big ones on here. And then Cindy Jones says never give up, respect, and how to change a tire. So she hit the trifecta there. And, you know, I just keep looking and I see more and more like car maintenance and doing everything else.
Thank you for texting in. First of all, 680-WOLF, got two on here that I want to read to you. It says, one of them texting in, said, always back into a parking space or garage. Favorite dad saying, quote, come here, I'll help you get up, end quote, every time you trip and fall.
Aww.
And then another one said, my dad taught me how to drive his manual transmission pickup truck when I was very young. I can still hear him say, let the clutch out slowly as you slowly press down on the gas. As you feel the clutch take hold, give it more gas. I taught my 16-year-old granddaughter how to drive a manual transmission Bronco using the same words. She and I still love to drive manual transmission vehicles. My dad still lives on in my heart, Lynn.
Aw, Lynn's daddy let her drive. I love
Alan Jackson, daddy let me drive. That's right. Man, daddy let me drive. Everybody remember the first time, and daddy's the one that let you drive.
Yeah.
Let you drive the old Jeep or the old pickup truck over
don't
to the
field. Don't tell your
mama. Don't. And if he lets you drive it on the road, for God's sake, don't tell your mom about that.
I got the trip on the motorcycle. We got to drive them back around the neighborhood after daddy got his motorcycle, and so we rode around no helmets in the neighborhood. He's, don't tell your mom. Don't tell her I put you on the back of it, especially with no helmet.
Oh, that was, and my ex hated that stuff about don't tell your mom. Boy, they hate to hear that. What are you trying to, you don't teach them to keep things from me.
Yes, you do. And especially, we used to call them sneaky snacks. If you were the only kid alone with one of the parents, which I don't know if they both knew about it or what, but we'd go get a sneaky snack where you'd get your own little treat with them. And that was it. And that was between you two.
It was kind of fun when you were a kid and you sort of found out that you could get away with a little more when you're hanging out with dad and grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
They let you get away with a little bit more. You might be able to say a word or two you couldn't get away with.
Y'all know I'm a princess. I could do no wrong in my father's eyes. I'll tell you that much.
Somebody else just texted in and said their dad said never pull a string or a finger.
Oh! That's so true. How about you? What did dad teach you? Hey, that thing about honesty, man, I'll tell you what, no matter how bad it hurts, don't lie.
Right.
That'll ruin a relationship faster than anything else in the world.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt.
Big finish on that one. Big finish. You know, I think one thing my dad taught me that I was listening on this one, and I realized that I was listening later in life. He taught me to appreciate time, you know, about how fast it goes by and all of that. And I can remember driving along, looking in a rearview mirror at my kids in a car seat, thinking, you know what? Real soon, I'm going to look back there, and that seat's going to be empty.
Oh, now it is.
Now it's empty.
Time is such a thief.
So, yeah, you know, just that and, you know, lying and cheating. Don't do it. Let me tell you something. One mistake will wipe out a lifetime of good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you ever did good will be forgotten in 1 second and never thought of again. One mistake is all it takes. And, I mean, it's happened to me. Probably happened to you. Just don't do it. If you're young and you're upcoming and you hadn't done that yet, don't do it. You might think you could get away with it. Don't.
Nope. It ain't happening.
No, you're not going to get away with it. Don't do it. All right, 7:42 right now at the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes all the fathers across the country today. All 72.2 million of you.
Salute!
The summer of the wolf is on. The Wolf's Thousand.
It's tonight's battle. Get them all. Tonight is battle. Get them all.
Hey! Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Celebrities celebrating all weekend long. Friday birthdays today: Jacob Crisp of Kernersville, Brittany Edwards of Wahlberg, Zach Elliott of Winston-Salem, Denise Reiger of Lexington, Diana Hensley of Burlington, and Katie Jessup of Jamestown. For Saturday, Jersey Niece of Ashboro, Allison Bradley of King, Sydney Pearson of Winston-Salem, Sharon Paulson of Julian, Rachel Bullard of Yakinville, Kyle Self of Liberty, Michaela Black of Kernersville, and Michael Burrows of Reedsville. For Sunday, it's Cooper Whitley. He's turning one. He's from Randleman, so happy first birthday to Cooper. Josh Ernie of Dobson, Tanya Billings of Thomasville, Jasmine Pulliam of Yakinville, and Kelsey Hester of Lexington. We hope you enjoy your birthday, and if you're celebrating your birthday and you're a father, happy Father's Day on your birthday. Get your birthday shout out in. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. You can also send us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
No, it wouldn't be no you and me right now if it weren't for the Almost Maybes.
You Country, 931 The Wolf, Jordan Davis, Almost Maybes, 804 Law and Order time. Well, you know, in a lot of states, marijuana is easier to get than ever right now. And in New York City, it is literally falling from the sky.
What?
Oh, you ask. I'm glad you did. Let me tell you the story about how earlier this month, a 29-year-old man brought a garbage bag, and I'm talking a large garbage bag, filled with marijuana to the roof of a building in Brooklyn. He was apparently a drug dealer who was expecting to sell 19 pounds of weed for about 20 grand. But things went awry. His customers pulled out guns and started attacking him when they came to get their weed. They were trying to steal the entire bag from him. He fought back, got away from them, and hurled the bag of weed over the roof of the building and down onto the street below.
That's a lot of money falling from the sky.
It slammed into the sidewalk below, and when the pedestrians realized what it was in that bag, they scrambled to get what they could.
Yeah.
Potheads.
And then ran off. The drug dealer was treated for minor injuries at the hospital. He had no serious wounds. Police are looking for all those people who robbed him. There's also a video of the bag hitting the sidewalk that I haven't looked at yet.
Oh, I gotta find that.
And people are grabbing the weed like crazy, but it's unclear if any of them are being tracked down. Why would you waste your time looking for them?
This ain't gonna happen.
Do you think the cops said, we need your help to weed out the suspects?
Somebody, don't do that again. Don't ever do that again.
Oh.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty. It'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, wrapping up Father's Day week. Happy Father's Day, all you dads out there. Happy Father's Day. It's your day on Sunday. Do something nice with Dad. It doesn't have to be big. Dad just wants to hang out with you. Dad just wants to see you.
Spend time. That's it.
No, I told my kids. I said, that's all I care about. That's all I care about. And you know what else I want? I want a good, my kids. I cannot get a decent picture of my kids, especially together. It's once a year, that Christmas picture that we do, that is the only one that I get that's decent.
Well, I saw that one from like two Father's Days ago where you guys were sitting at a table at a restaurant and Grant was smiling and you had the half smile from
Chandler.
I ever remember Chandler's name.
What was that restaurant, by the way? That's what I'm concerned.
Oh.
P.F. Chang.
Ooh, yeah.
But we're sitting there and they're sort of shamed into, acting nice for the picture. They hate taking pictures. One reason, my older son is vain enough that he's like, look, man, my eyes are not, I didn't sleep well last night. The picture's not going to look good. Can we do it another time?
If there's not another time, Chandler?
There you go.
I'm the queen of there was never enough time, okay? I have maybe 5 pictures of me and my father together.
What happens if there's not another time? What? Come on, just help me out here.
Yeah.
It aggravates us.
My little sister always conned us into that kind of stuff. When she'd say, I love you, she'd be like, say it back. What if I didn't wake up tomorrow? And it's so true. It makes you think about it.
Anyway, pictures are always appreciated, though.
Well, you should take tons of them next week.
Yeah, I'll try to get some. I mean, it's hard. But every time you ask them to post, stop.
Well,
just take this picture for me.
I think next week, Dale, when you're out in Kentucky, is going to be some good time out there to get some pictures and have some time with your son.
I'm going to be out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. I'm taking advantage. This is probably the last time I'm going to get to hang out with Grant as a kid, when we go on this football recruiting trip.
Yeah, and when if you get the chance, check in with us and let us know how he's doing, because I'm sure he's doing great at these football things. I've never done sports, so I don't know how that works.
Well, I'll check in and let you know. He's going in prime because he got his first offer last week. So he's going in prime.
He's on top of the world right now.
He's feeling good. So we'll see what happens. But I'll be out. I'm going to leave it in your guys' capable hands.
Well, thank God I'm here, or else I don't think we'd have it together.
Whoa!
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Hey, it's Clay from the Wolf Afternoon Show. Are you thinking about selling your home? Your Allen Tate Realtor can tell you how many buyers are looking for homes like...
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Well, of course, Father's Day is this weekend, and we want to celebrate all the fathers. Did you know the first Father's Day was celebrated on June 19th, 1910? Which I thought it happened much longer ago, but a girl by the name of Sonora Smart Dodd of Spokane, Washington, is credited with starting Father's Day after hearing a sermon on Mother's Day while attending church with her father. So that's how Father's Day came about.
All right. Well, thanks. Nice.
You would think that if there was a Mother's Day, there'd be a Father's Day already,
Yeah, but no, there wasn't. Now we know that.
And it's been going on since 1910.
Wow. Dale, you were born then or around then, right?
Thanks. Thank you.
She said it, not me, Dale. Hey, based on his height and his weight of marshmallows... This is key. Take this to Jeopardy, kids. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters would weigh about 3.87 million pounds. Or about 2,000 tons.
That's a lot of Marshies.
It'd take a lot of Hershey bars and a lot of graham crackers to make enough s'mores.
I would be willing to try.
Yeah.
S'mores for the world right there.
Look for volunteers. My hands up.
That's right. Did you know from 2011 through 2012, so 1 year, China produced more cement than the U.S. did throughout the entire 20th century?
I guess that's because of the construction boom. It's crazy over there. I mean, you look at the pictures of what they've done.
Look at the Great Wall. It was a lot of concrete.
Honestly, that was a really good one, Annie.
Thank you so much, Chase.
I couldn't even got that one. All right, I'm proud of you. Last but not least, your fun fact for your Friday. I think there's one person on this show that knows this answer. The company that makes Swiss Army knives.
Victorinox.
Is that the answer or what?
That is the answer. But did you know they've been in business since 1884 and they've never laid off one employee?
Yeah, they were the makers of the original Swiss Army knife, and today they make a lot of other things besides knives. They make cutlery, of course, but they also have watches and fragrances and all kinds of stuff.
I love their hot chocolate.
Jesus.
Swiss mix. Love it.
Those Swiss, man, they know how to make knives and chocolate. Mm. Hey, how about a chocolate-covered knife?
Ooh!
Good idea!
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three.
Things you need to know.
If he ever singles you up.
Father's Day week, wrapping up. Father's Day on Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. What's your plan? What's going on? I get to hang out with my youngest. That's the best Father's Day gift ever. I get to spend 3 whole days with him. Just me and him.
It'd be a nice time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to do it. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. I understand that Chase is getting a breakfast on Sunday because he's a good cat dad.
Hold the phone, Chase, before you say anything.
I'm a big cat daddy. She's my little Miss Honky Tonk.
You guys are wild. You are pet owners, not parents.
Write the book, man. Write the book, y'all.
I told her that I didn't need anything or want anything. So I don't know what's going
to
happen.
It's a slap in the face of fathers everywhere if you get breakfast on Sunday.
You're practicing.
It's so cute. It's like y'all are playing house or something. It's precious. Awesome.
Yeah, hey, who said I'm not already a father?
I didn't.
Psych! Right.
I got some news for you.
Wrong.
Surprise time.
What's Samuel L. Jackson say? Surprise, what?
No.
Can't say that. Hey, maybe if my picture's on the poster, you shouldn't take your kid to see the movie. You've never seen the Samuel L. Jackson Funny or Die, it's Funny or Die, does it, don't they?
Yes.
Or College Humor, one of those.
One of those two.
They have a thing with Samuel L. Jackson where people come up to Samuel L. Jackson and blast him because of stuff he's done in the movies that have affected their kids. It is hilarious.
I believe it. Chase, you're really going to let her make you breakfast on Sunday, though?
No, I told her she didn't have to, obviously.
You don't have to make me breakfast.
It's sort of a psychological thing. You don't have to make me breakfast, which means,
it's
make
payback.
Me breakfast.
It's payback for all the time she says, no, I'm fine.
Now, I never followed up after Mother's Day. Did you get her a gift and make her breakfast on Mother's Day?
Yes.
The summer of the wolf is on.
The wolf's $1,000 cash flash in a minute.
Okay, Siri, say what? We're gonna do it. Y'all seem to like this contest, so we're gonna keep it up. Now, I will tell you that this sort of, kind of peripherally has something to do with dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I put that right? You think?
It's dad related.
All right, so Siri Say What is where we play Siri describing something, and you have to tell us what she's describing. And I know most of you, if no one gets it right away, will just end up cheating. That's how you are.
Yeah.
But here you go. Here's today's Siri Say What. What's Siri describing here?
As a noun, it means a porous black solid consisting of an amorphous form of carbon obtained as a residue when wood, bone, or other organic matter is heated in the absence of air.
Yeah, pretty easy, really.
You know, I like the words amorphous and wood bone.
Don't use those big words around me.
Right.
Stop showing off.
Amorphous. Third grade spelling bee, whatever.
Spell it.
Yeah, spell
it.
Oh!
Spell it.
All
right, I'm going to try, but I have no idea.
Check her on this.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Sorry, we're stopping doing it. We're going to make her spell this.
I'm probably going to be completely wrong with this.
Amorphous, correct? All right, I got it for you. Ready when you are.
Now, you said amorphous. Siri says amorphous.
Spell it.
Spell it. Bring it.
Come on.
E-M-O-R-P-H-U-S.
It's A-M-O-R-P-H-O-U-S.
Oh, my God. Two letters.
That
I've never seen that word in my life or used it.
You get it wrong in a spelling competition.
You wouldn't have won the third grade spelling bee with that kind of action. Nope.
You think amorphous would have been on the third grade spelling bee, boys?
What was Sedgefield Country Club? Was that where you went?
Sedgegarden Elementary School.
Okay, I forgot.
Yeah, she was the Sedgefield Country Club. Third grade.
I don't know how I missed that
she
one.
She was rocking it, man.
Let's play Siri again so these people can win a prize.
They only had class on the turn after they finished 9. Have a hot dog in class and you finish 18.
Now go out and finish your short game.
That's where I started slamming beers.
That's right. All right, again. Siri, say what?
As a noun, it means a porous black solid consisting of an amorphous form of carbon obtained as a residue when wood, bone, or other organic matter is heated in the absence of air.
All right, there you go. What is it? 680 Wolf, let's do it.
All right, yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.